This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from 1 Kings chapters 12 through 16, Leroy looks at the long road to success and the shortcut to failure. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
A French philosopher once said that in most things, success depends on knowing how long it takes to succeed. And I might add a corollary, a key to remaining successful lies in knowing how little time it takes to fail. The tragedy revealed in 1 Kings chapters 12 through 16 is that although it took Israel many years to achieve its place of power and grandeur, it took a little while for them to sink into the mire of sin. During the reign of Solomon, the glory of Israel was at its height. But it didn't happen overnight. It was a long time coming. So it is with our spiritual lives. Growth is slow. There is no quick program in which you and I can enroll and become spiritually mature overnight or even in a few weeks or months. It takes a long time to get our spiritual roots anchored firmly into the person of Jesus Christ. But it doesn't take long to slide back into a place of rebellion and cold-heartedness. I have a friend who showed great promise in his Christian growth. Year by year, he took those steps of faith that led to his becoming an established, mature, dedicated disciple of Jesus Christ. He went on to become an equipped spiritual laborer in the harvest fields of the world and was mightily used of God to bring many others to personal faith in Christ. He was a man who could mobilize and motivate people to serve the King. And his ministry always carried the warning of the consequences of disobedience, especially in the dangers of immorality. Then one day it happened. He met a woman to whom he was attracted. He fell into sin, and today he is living in sin. Compared to the time required to mature in his faith, his decline was practically overnight. And that's the warning from today's passage. One after the other, we learn of the decline and fall of the leaders of the people. We see it in Solomon, his son, Jeroboam, Abijam, Nabad, Baasha. The list goes on. You could become discouraged by all this and begin to think, if I'm going to hit the skids spiritually someday, why not fall into sin today and get it over with? But the warning of Scripture is that while spiritual failure is always possible, it is never inevitable. The great doxology of the New Testament speaks of the Lord who is able to keep us from falling. Our challenge is to stand by the grace of God, recognize that we are vulnerable, and take heed lest we fall. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you discover and claim God's promises from the Bible, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. You'll find Daily Walk a valuable aid in growing strong as a Christian. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, becoming an aggressive player on God's team. Join us on Daily Discipleship.